FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
Clem FM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Kieran Corr.
An extra 1 million mental health patients could benefit as funding is announced to improve access to treatments. NHS England has promised to spend an extra £1 billion. It comes after a report found there's a lack of provision to offer people the help and support they need. Mental health campaigner Abigail Turnus agrees it's been a problem.
Some people are on the brink of maybe a crisis. They reach out for help and then they're put on a waiting list. They have a crisis moment. They reach a moment where they feel they need the help but they can't access it, and it just makes the problem worse.
29-year-old Bethany Goldstraw from Canterbury says she just can't get the help she needs for her depression and anxiety.
It's just really frustrating because I've had a lot of counselling over the years and I've been in a number of bad situations, and it's just a lot of it's quite deep rooted and I just feel I need someone to talk to.
A learner driver's been banned from getting behind the wheel after leading police on a chase while over the limit in Dover. Lauren Beeney drove on the wrong side of the road and went through red lights. The vehicle then ended up on its roof after she lost control. The 20-year-old from Water's End in Templewell has been banned for 3 years and tagged for 3 months. An investigation's underway after a motorist was reportedly assaulted following a crash on the A2 in Kent. It's claimed the victim was targeted after two cars collided on the London-bound carriageway at Darrenth earlier this month and taken to hospital with minor injuries. There are calls for more to be done to tackle the increasing problem of lasers being pointed at planes after a flight had to return to Heathrow yesterday. The pilots' union, BALPA, also warns those responsible are putting lives at risk. More than 8,500 incidents were reported in the UK between 2009 and 2014. Di Whittingham, who's chief exec of the UK Flight Safety Committee, says the true number could be higher, though.
There's about a third underreporting. So we are expecting this year to see around 2,000 attacks would be a realistic level. The numbers reported will be up probably around the 1,850 mark.
Floral tributes have been laid at the scene of a fatal crash in Tenham. 73-year-old Barbara Phipps was hit by a lorry on Linstead Road on Saturday morning. A 58-year-old lorry driver has been arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving and failing to stop and bailed until July. Stephen Fry is backing a campaign to get more people to sign up to child rescue alerts.
When a missing child's life is in danger, every second counts.
I'm on my way.
But you don't need to be a superhero to save the day.
The actor and comedian is a patron of the charity Missing People, which is urging people to keep an eye out for children who disappear. The free alert service will send users a message whenever the most vulnerable young people go missing. It's also being supported by Madeleine McCann's mum, Kate. The Defence Secretary and Sevenoaks MP has described reports of some army accommodation being squalid and unsafe as unacceptable. Michael Fallon's ordered an investigation into the claims made by a national newspaper. A Kent mum's preparing to fly out to Greece to meet refugees coming from Syria. Laura Tisler Goldsmith from Greenhithe's been making up clothing and sanitary packs to give to families as they arrive. She says her main priority is to help children.
There's lots of hypothermia and frostbite, so our aim is to give them a new pack of pre-packed clothes, get the children changed as quickly as possible.
And Leonardo DiCaprio looks like he'll finally get his first Oscar after winning a BAFTA for Best Actor last night. In his acceptance speech, the star of The Revenant thanked his mum for supporting his dream of becoming an actor. Other winners included British stars Mike Rylance and Kate Winslet.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
A Kent teenager has claimed gold for Team GB at the Winter Youth Olympics. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Tom.
Well, 15-year-old Maddie Bowlands from Maidstone claimed top spot in the freestyle skiing over the weekend. More than 1,000 teenagers from 70 countries are at the Games in Norway. Speaking before it got underway, she told KMFM she hopes to inspire other young people.
I'm actually the youngest one on the team and I'm 15. And I started when I was 12, so it'd be really nice to get some more 12-year-olds and around that age more involved in sport.
In ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos have lost their second game of the weekend after facing Chelmsford Chieftains. The South Division 1 game ended 4-3 last night. It follows their 4-2 loss to Whitelink Raiders on Saturday. And Michel Platini's appeal against his 8-year ban from football is being heard by FIFA today. The suspended UEFA president arrived at the organisation's HQ in Zurich. He was suspended in December over a payment from former world governing body chief Sepp Blatter.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.